In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's. Taxes. Taxes have always been controversial. Some people hate taxes, and thus they probably love Mark Twain's joke about them. What is the difference between a taxidermist and a tax collector? The taxidermist takes only your skin. Other people, however, actually like taxes. And so they might love billionaire businessman Mark Cuban's words on taxes. He said, "While some people might find it distasteful to pay taxes, I don't. I find it patriotic." I actually identify a little bit with both Marks, Cuban and Twain. But whatever and wherever your sympathies lie, taxation has been a part of life since the dawn of civilization, and it's always been controversial. And taxes were also very controversial in Jesus' day. In today's chosen reading, the Pharisees are trying to catch Jesus again in this no-win controversy by asking him, is it right for the Jewish people of the time to pay taxes to their overlords in Rome? If he said it's not right to pay taxes, the Roman and Jewish leaders would call him an anarchist revolutionary. If he said it is right to pay taxes, the Jewish people would think him a sellout to the unjust Roman occupiers of God's people, Israel. Jesus, though, as always, as the Son of God, finds a third way which puts both parties in their place and puts God in his proper place. And he also provides for us a profound teaching on stewardship, which is very timely today, just 1 week before Thanksgiving and Stewardship Sunday. But first, let's get back to the story. Jesus answers the authorities' question about if it is right to pay taxes with another question. He often does this. And he holds out a Roman coin, and he asks them, whose image and likeness is this? And they answer, it's Caesar's. Then said Jesus, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and give to God what is God's. You've heard this before, and the power of Jesus' now famous statement still has great power today. But his teaching is even more powerful if we understand the context of Old Testament theology on which it is based. Jesus is taking us back to the very beginning, the very first chapters of Genesis, where God creates the world and everything in it from nothing. And at the peak of his creation, God creates humankind in his own image and likeness. God, male and female, he created them. Do you see where we're going here? Thousands of years before the Roman Empire decided to create money stamped with the image and likeness of its creator, God decided to create human beings stamped with the image and likeness of our Creator. So when Jesus says, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's, he's both affirming the legitimacy of government taxation, while at the same time revealing it to be all but irrelevant. Caesar's image and likeness is on this money, it's his coin, just give it back to him. It's a shiny piece of metal which spreads Roman commerce and power. Great. But you and I, him and her, we are made and stamped with the image and likeness of God. You belong to God. Not just a little part of you, but all of you. And as we heard in today's reading, from the first Sunday of Advent, we are infinitely more precious than silver or gold or anything in creation. So give back to God what is God means. Give your whole lives, your time, your wealth, your heart to God, for it is His to begin with. Everything we have and everything we are is God's already, and what will make us joyful and bring glory to God is to give ourselves daily back to Him as stewards of all we have and all that we are. So yes, governments and businesses need money to function. Churches and churchgoers need money to function, for taxes, for groceries, for insurance and clothes, everything we need to survive and to thrive. And God acknowledges these needs. But God is not just another line on our budget or a fee for a service where we give some time and money so that we stay in God's good graces. It's true that God does want a generous portion of our wealth and time given in stewardship. But first, He wants all of our hearts and our lives offered to Him. Seek first the kingdom of God, we heard today, and all these other things will be given to you as well. Because while tithes and taxes are temporary, in giving back to God what is God's, we invest our very lives in His eternal trust. And this Christ-centered stewardship, it pays dividends throughout our life in this world, yes, but it also stores up treasures in heaven unto the next, where neither moth nor rust destroys, where thieves do not break in and steal, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.